50-Foot Wave. It's Kristen Hirsch's latest project. That's the first song on the album that'll be coming out, the self-titled release. And I must say, when I heard that, that's what I thought, rock, oh my God. And then the rest of the album just followed with more hard sounds. Kristen, was this a natural evolution from your previous projects?
I guess it happened.
It must.
So I'm assuming.
Yeah. It must have had to be. Well, you did have a concept behind how you're going to be touring and releasing the albums of 50-Foot Wave.
Yeah, it's very DIY. It's very immediate. A lot of the focus on the live and almost circumventing the entire music business, which is good. I'm not real anti anything, but I didn't think I belonged in the music business ever. I'm beginning, you know, with being a shy person, it's hard to buy into that selling yourself ethic.
Right.
Which is what it comes down to pretty much, and convincing people to put promotional dollars behind that, I really disagreed with. So it's an honest way to make a living, to play live and to reach the fans instead of going through different people and machinations and stupid songs that you hope will make singles and outfits, and, you know. We just play, and we reach the people through in stores and good radio and the internet.
And then you're also going to be recording shorter albums, but putting them out more frequently. That's another part of that concept.
Yeah, we make mini albums every 9 months or so in the future.
Now, you said you're a shy person, and just wondering how a shy person gets up and performs in so many different venues. Like right now, you're in a pretty small place. When you're at Easy Street, it's pretty intimate. Even at the Tractor at the club you'll be playing at tonight.
That's a good question. Usually people ask, how do you play in front of 20,000 people? It's much harder to play in front of people who are a few feet away.
They can actually
just staring
see.
At you.
Yeah.
It helps if they're drunk. But it's not.
Okay, like I'm glad you said that, because it makes me feel better.
But it has a lot to do with being able to hide inside a song. If your songs are real, you can hide in them. If they're fake, you'd have to have a big ego. You know, have to be there with the idea of showing off. And I don't have the show-off genes, so I have to rely on songs.
And your songs are so explosive, so that's not what one would think of when one thinks of a shy songwriter. You might think of a, you know, very introverted kind of style.
Angry, introverted, shy songwriter, I guess.
She's just loud, okay?
Actually really nice. I don't know why they come out that way. And it feels fun. Oh, it feels like a release, but it feels like, yay.
But I think that's of interest, because I noticed with the Roots musicians, some of the people who write the saddest, most poignant songs are the funniest people when you meet them in person. That side of them seems to come out through the songwriting, but you meet them and they're not sad. They're usually pretty funny.
Funny's kind of sad too, though. No, I find that the best musicians are funny. I think that's how I've always auditioned people, for lack of a better word. If they're funny, then they're smart and they have good taste, so they'll play parts that are smart with good taste.